Tomorrow night, people will sing this patriotic anthem, as they have for years, at the final evening of the Proms, a classical music festival in London. But in the wake of anti-racism protests this summer, the lyrics to that anthem were almost cut from the show. Frank Langfitt, NPR's London correspondent, explains why.
If you didn't quite catch it, the offending line from Rule Britannia is this: Britons never, never, never will be slaves.
It was written in an era when Britain was a proud slave-trading nation.
This is Joseph Harker. Harker, who's black, is deputy opinion editor at Britain's Guardian newspaper.
We have many descendants of slaves who live with us in this country, and also people who've been subjugated through the British Empire. I think that now is an appropriate time to be discussing the singing of Rule Britannia, given the conversations we've been having this year, in which it's felt that we're a lot more enlightened about the effects of racism than we have ever been.
The BBC, which broadcasts the Proms, seemed to have concerns as well. Last month, it said the lyrics would not be sung, ostensibly to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Some were skeptical of the reasoning, given commentary in the BBC's own music magazine that had called the lyrics, quote, insensitive, bordering on incendiary in the era of Black Lives Matter. The move upset Proms fans like Stephen Bell, a musical director. Bell, who's white, responded by organizing hundreds of people into an impromptu choir to sing Rule Britannia Saturday on social media.
I've never set up a Facebook group so fast because that was driven by emotion. No, don't take our words away from us.
Some on the political right, including Prime Minister Boris Johnson, attacked the move to cut the lyrics.
I think it's time we stop our cringing embarrassment about our history, about our traditions, and about our culture.
Last week, the BBC reversed its decision. This is the latest skirmish in a battle over British history and tradition in an increasingly multicultural country. It also generated a second debate relevant to American politics right now: when to pick your battles. Sundar Katwala runs British Future, a think tank focused on identity and race. He believes Britain's black community was not the driving force behind the debate over Rule Britannia.
It's mostly a debate between white liberals and white conservatives, and the white liberals are imagining what they think ethnic minority opinion must want.
Katwala thinks it's politically wiser to create new things to reflect Britain's diverse history than target traditions. He cites the expansion of statues.
We've got a statue of Gandhi in Parliament Square now, along with Nelson Mandela. There's an opportunity to include and recognise diversity. But if it's always, we will only feel included if you stop enjoying something you enjoy, that is always going to be more polarising.
Harker of The Guardian knows this argument, but disagrees. He's not calling to ban Rule Britannia. But given public consciousness now, he doesn't want to waste the chance to talk about racism and history.
We have to seize the moment. This is the year when these issues are being discussed, when with an open mind, where people are accepting that the things they thought before need to be rethought.
Given the UK's many challenges, the coronavirus, Brexit, a recession, Harker says waiting until next year might be too late. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.